Let's join our guests now from KNUS, our delightful affiliate up there in Denver. They treat us very nicely. He is their sports director, and he also has a book called Turf Tales, Spoofs and Other Hilarious Stories Based on American Sports. Christian talked to him, liked the cut of his jib. I said, I'll chat the boy up. I like a nice sports rep. This is Billy Rogan. Bill, what's up?
Hi, Dennis. How are you?
Just a young kid with a dream. How are you, my friend?
Same thing. Just have a dream to sell some books.
And the website where you can see more about it is turfsports.net. I want to get to the Final Four in a second, but I got to break down this Cutler thing. Somebody with some local knowledge. I think McDaniels is a little heavy-handed, but I think Cutler's a little soft. What do you think?
Well, I've seen French poodles in sweaters on the Upper East Side that are tougher than Jay Cutler. I mean, I can understand him being a little torqued off for a day or two, but come on.
Yeah.
Now, Dennis, you're a Pittsburgh guy. Way back when, if Terry Bradshaw pulled this kind of stunt when he was beaten out by Joe Gillum, then he wouldn't have won four Super Bowls.
Now, this guy knows his sports because I'm telling you, there's a couple things people don't know. That Bradshaw was ever seated for Joe Gillum, and the fact that it's not Gilliam, although it seemed to be spelt that way, that it's Gillum. My man went deep inside there. You have earned my attention here. Now,
Chuck Knoll didn't get along with Bradshaw, but Bradshaw wasn't a crybaby.
No, although Bradshaw took it like a man, yeah.
Yeah, and Jay Cutler, I mean, he's won three Super Bowls. Oh, wait, he hasn't.
You know what I love about football? Here's the thing. Who's, you know, Johnny Elway in the top five. Not my top guy, but one of the top five. But he never sniffs Lombardi. I mean, he gets there a couple times and gets his head handed to him. Till my man, to me, the ultimate from the 5-1 in downhill runner, the great Terrell Davis comes in, and that's how they closed too. And I think Terrell went into one of those games with a migraine that sidelined him, right?
Yes, absolutely. Against the Packers, he had a migraine. And Dennis, I'm going to make some friends here in Denver. I need to do that. Terrell Davis should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, me too.
Despite his shortened career.
I agree with you. It's like it's sort of like a Sayers thing where he had a narrow window, and I'm not saying he's Sayers, but I'm saying he was the best back on the planet Earth for 5 years there in my book. And
absolutely.
And that guy thumped. You know what? Even if you tackled him at the one, you woke up the next day and there was a big bruise and the wife said, "What's that?" And you said, "Terrell Davis, that's what that is," because that man hit you. All right.
His imprint.
What do you make of the Final Four, my friend?
Well, I'm not very happy because Louisville messed the bed the other day, therefore ruining my brackets.
Oh, but you were doing okay, though?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm not going to jump off the bridge. But I think we're going to have a Michigan State-Villanova final.
All right. So we got Michigan State-UConn. I liked UConn in that one. And Villanova-North Carolina, I liked NC, so we're opposite ends here. Explain your side to me.
Well, I don't like North Carolina, so that's why I don't pick them. Although I don't like Villanova either, ever since Steve Lapis, their former coach, threw me out of their gym one day.
Well, that'll eat into a relationship, of course.
Yeah, I walked into the Villanova gym just to see the gym, and they were practicing. I'm in there for 10 seconds. Steve Lapis looks like Usain Bolt running at me, and he says, "Hey, get out of here." I said, Coach, I just want to see the gym. You've seen it. Now get out.
Listen, if you're going to use a running reference at Villanova, you cannot go to the Usain Bolt. You have to go to the mighty burner, Larry James, in the 400 at those games at Franklin Field. My man was an absolute beast in the 400.
Now, Howie Long, who had a 4.420.
He did. 4.420. Did you go to Duquesne? Were you a Duquesne boy? I just see that in your notes here.
Yes, I was a Duquesne boy.
Oh, that is... were you there when Jarrett the Jewel Durham was there? Was he earlier than you?
No, he was earlier than me. But the old saying is, if you can't get into Notre Dame, you go to Duquesne.
It's a cool school. It's up on the hill in Pittsburgh. I got turned down there, baby. That'll tell you where I was at academically. But they also had one of my favorite players from Farrell, the Baron, B.B. Flannery. Were you there with him?
Right. He was before me, but B.B. Flannery at least took them to the NCAA tournament, something Duquesne hasn't sniffed in a long time, although they came close this year before losing to Temple in the A-10.
Yeah.
But you went to Point Park College, right?
Yeah. I was not a good student, but I was down the hill from you.
On a street corner on Boulevard of the Allies.
That was our campus, baby. Now, our quad was a traffic island. Who do you like in the MLB this season, man?
I got to go with the New York Yankees. That's my team.
Yeah. Who have they? I have not followed it in the offseason, but I assume they've brought everybody in the league on. CC, right? Who else?
They got CC Sabathia. They have, of course, A-Rod.
Right.
he's not there, so it's addition by subtraction.
Yeah, I don't need to see these pictures of him applying nipple rouge, for God's sakes. You're a major league player. Get in the game.
You know what's weird is that they're not going to be playing in Yankee Stadium anymore.
I know, really
weird.
They
built this new ballpark for the fans. All the amenities for the fans. The one problem is the fans can't afford to go.
Wow. You know what they're already calling the new...
Who's going to speak now, Dennis?
Well, I'm going to defer. I'm sorry, but I had a great line.
Go ahead. I want to hear it.
They're calling the new stadium the house that Geithner built. Go ahead, your line.
I was going to say, ticket prices are so expensive that A-Rod has told Madonna she's got to sit in the bleachers.
All right.
That's how expensive it is.
You win. Yours was better. All right, the book. Tell me a little bit about it. Turf Tales, Sports and Other Hilarious Stories Based on American Sports. Give me your funniest story out of there.
Oh, they're all funny, Dennis.
All right, but there's got to be one prize jewel.
Oh, I like the one, the foul ball story.
Tell me.
Because I can relate to it, where a kid goes to a game, he's 10 years old, and he's dying to catch a foul ball. It's his lifelong dream. It's in Philadelphia. Tough crowd, of course, on the eastern side of Pennsylvania.
Sure.
And a ball comes to him. He runs down the aisle. He's ready to pick it up, and he gets steamrolled by a 250-pound unemployed truck driver, doesn't get the ball, gets taunted by the crowd, and he makes a vow that one day he's going to be a big, fat old guy and run over some kid to get a baseball. But it's a lot of satire, irony, sarcasm, and I had these stories on our website.
All right.
I had to put something on the website,
and
this publisher named Daniel Griggs here in Colorado stumbled upon these stories, thought it would make a great book, called me up. I said, sure, why not? So,
and they can go to turfsports.net and look it up. Turfsports.net. Billy Rogan from our affiliate up there in Denver, KNUS. Bill, you're a hail fellow well met. Come back and join us again on the Dennis Miller Show.